So today I'm going to talk about a feature that is fairly common if you're a JAWS user, especially if you call Freedom Scientific tech support. And there's a feature built into JAWS called JAWS Tandem. Basically what that is it allows two JAWS users to connect to each other remotely. Like I said, if you call support, if you're having an issue, they may ask you, may I do a JAWS Tandem? That allows them to see what is going on with your computer. They can take control of your machine, or you can also execute commands. So it works both ways. Both parties need to be using preferably the same version of JAWS. If you're running JAWS 2019 and you try to tandem into somebody that's running JAWS 2020, it's not going to work. On the contrary, if you're running JAWS 2019 and the other person is running JAWS 2018, you don't have a problem. So just keep that in mind if you are the one that is initiating the tandem. So you want to check with the other person before you initiate the tandem to make sure that there's not going to be a compatibility issue. You'll want to make sure also that when you are tandeming with somebody that you either have them on Skype or call them on the phone or on Zoom, so you're not just doing things and the other person is not aware of it. If you need to hang up the phone for whatever reason, always, always, always disconnect the tandem session. It's better to get a new meeting ID and start over rather than leaving an active connection open when you're not with that person. So I'm actually going to show you this, and Frank has volunteered to let me tandem into his computer. Are you ready, Frank?
Help me, Kelsey. I'm in need of tech support here. You got to do this for me, or life will end for me. Go ahead.
Before we get started, just want to make sure that you're running version JAWS 2020.
I am.
You're going to go to your JAWS window.
Okay.
And you're going to press Alt plus the letter U.
Okay.
And the first thing that comes up should say Tandem Center.
Yep, it did.
All right, so you're going to right arrow to Tandem Center.
Okay.
And the first thing that comes up should be Tandem again.
Yep.
All right, so you press right arrow.
Okay, I'm there.
All right, now you're going to arrow down to where it says allow access to my computer and give me one moment while I get the meeting ID.
Utilities menu. JAWS Tandem Center submenu. Allow access. Get access to a computer. Enter. Leaving menus. Get access to a computer dialog.
While we wait for the meeting ID, just a couple things to point out. When you are the one that is requesting the meeting ID, you do also have the option of enabling video with Tandem. So this is useful if you are tandeming with somebody and there is a sighted person nearby that wants to view what is going on. You do have that option.
Get access button. To activate, press spacebar, Alt plus G.
Activate the Get Access button, and it's going to pop up with a meeting ID.
To activate, press spacebar, FN 749 blank.
Okay, now I have a meeting ID. Are you ready, Frank?
I'm ready.
It's F as in Frank, N as in Nancy.
749.
749.
L.
L as in Lima.
Lima. C.
C as in
Charlie.
Now press enter.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
JAWS Professional. Incompatible synthesizer or voice dialog. In order to continue the meeting.
You may also run into this error if one or both parties is using a synthesizer other than Eloquence, which I am. I'm using Vocalizer. It gave me an error that I need to switch to Eloquence just for this tandem.
No button. To yes button. Space.
JAWS Tandem Controller - MyBig.
You may have heard a little sound there. That indicates that the connection has been activated. I am now viewing Frank's computer. So my desktop has gone away, and I am looking at Frank's computer. And just a couple things. You're going to be viewing the other person's JAWS. So if you're somebody that likes to have their speech set at a mile a minute, you may want to consider slowing that down. In case the other person is not used to having fast JAWS speech, it will help make things easier, especially if you are training somebody, not so much tech support. So what's going on with your computer, Frank?
Well, I don't remember how to get into my Outlook.
Are you trying to open your Outlook or do you want to set it up?
Oh, let's try opening it.
I'm going to press the Windows key, which is going to open your start menu. It's going to bring up a search. And what you'll do is then you'll type in Outlook and press Enter.
Search.
Okay, so how do you spell Outlook?
O-U-T.
Oh, wait. Was that O as in Oscar?
Yep.
Oh. Outlook app. E-Outlook L-O-O. Outlook app. Outlook app.
You heard it say there, Outlook Outlook. So now all you have to do is just press enter.
Inbox dash Vivek president at outlook.com dash outlook list box unread Nina Kagan left bracket Vivek dash support right bracket read colon left bracket possibly OT right bracket accessible glucometers other than prodigy voice.
Thank you, Kelsey. I would never have known that if it wasn't for you.
No problem.
Okay, Kelsey, why don't you kind of tell people a little bit about this one other interesting command that people should know about is Jaws key alt and tab. What that does is it swaps back and forth between the tandem session and your computer, meaning temporarily suspends this tandem session. So right now, Kelsey is viewing, or listening to, we should say in this case, my computer. But if she had something on her computer and she wanted to check her notes without ending the session, she could do that. So you want to give that a shot?
And I will say that this...
is risky.
This command is kind of tricky, especially for people who have... small fingers like me.
Let's see. Maybe I could do this here. I'm not sure if it would work from my end. I never actually tried this.
I'm not sure.
This feature is only available on the controlling computer during the job.
Yeah,
well, that is the command. It's Jaws key, alt, and tab. And another useful command, you could have jumped right to the meeting ID field with insert alt T. That's just another quick way to get to the meeting ID now. To disconnect Tandem, either party can do it. This can be useful, especially if the person you are tandeming with, if they feel uncomfortable at any time with what you are doing, they can simply end the session. Now, the session will also end if one or both parties reboots their computer or restarts JAWS. So I'm going to disconnect now.
Yeah.
JAWS profession.
There we go.
So one interesting limitation, and I think this is by design, I don't know that for sure, but this is my suspicion, is that if you're tending into someone's computer and user account control comes up, they will have to navigate that themselves. You cannot press that yes button yourself.
That is correct.
Yeah.
If they can't navigate that, they can also press Alt plus Y for yes, Alt plus N for no.
Exactly.
If you are going to tandem from a work computer, you may want to just check with your IT department first to make sure that they're okay with it.
It does run through a couple ports. So if your corporate network is running a port scanner, this may flag something. Depending on your corporate culture, you'll know your IT department. When not, it's easier to ask for forgiveness or ask for permission. You'll know that yourself.
Yeah, at some point when you were doing the demo, you said this key, insert alt tab, is dangerous.
Where it tends to get tricky, and this is what I said, is that sometimes when you do it again, it doesn't come back, and I've actually had to end the session and restart the session. It's not 100% reliable, and that's what I meant by that. Not dangerous as in you could blow up your computer or anything like that.
One little glitch I noticed, sort of difficult, especially when you're doing tandem with somebody who's sort of new to the computer. If their original voice on their computer is like vocalized or expressive, if I remember, if you end the JAWS tandem session, their voice goes super fast. Super, super fast. And if they're sort of new to the computer, it's sort of really hard to get the damn thing back to normal.
Yeah, before you end the tandem session by restarting their computer. Stay in the tandem session, and then you go to desktop, do Alt F4, hit R, and that will reboot their computer and end the session at the same time.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Another thing I thought is just before they start the tandem session, you know, change their voice to Eloquence or something like that. That might work.
When I'm using Tandem, with new people, what I try to do, especially if they're not as familiar with the keyboard, I will have them use the Alt tab, the JAWS, and then also use their arrows as much as possible. So I'll just have them hit the Alt key and then use their right and left arrows and enter so that they don't have to hit alphanumeric keys.
I assume that's a laptop you're using, right?
It is, but I'm using a desktop keyboard with it.
If you switch to the laptop layout, then you could use the caps lock as your insert, and you wouldn't have all those machinations with your fingers.
You can you can actually define it, and you can go in and define it as a laptop layout, and both the desktop layout and the laptop layout will work.
And that's problem. Under...
It's basic JAWS basic settings.
JAWS basic settings.
Any computer you have, just set it to laptop. I can't think of any reason not to set a computer to laptop mode.
In the JAWS quick reference guide, especially if you can get a Braille copy of it, it lists all of the key commands, and it has under tandem, it has your key commands listed out so that you can remember them, and it gives you the the end tandem and everything like that. So if you forget it, you can just look it up.
Particularly if you're using tandem with a person who's a new computer user, it's much easier having them do the insert alt T command because it's just much less confusing. It gets them right to the edit box where they have to type in the code.
I know NVDA has this thing. I think it's called remote access, which does the same type of thing. Has anybody used that? And does it work okay?
I have not. I have it on
I actually have used it. It works a little bit differently than JAWS. It's a little more, it's a lot more steps, but it does work.